I'm with Emma Finucane, born in Carmarthenshire. She's the 2022 World Championship bronze medalist in the team sprint, 2023 double European Championship silver medalist in K-Run and team sprint, and double bronze medal at the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. Five times British champion, 10 times medalist, two silver medals in 2020, one gold, bronze medals in 22 and four golds in 2023. That's some record, Emma.
Thank you. Yeah, I forgot about my stamp. Wow.
Let's go back to the beginning then. Where did this passion for cycling start?
I actually started in Carmarthen, in my hometown in Wales. My parents took me and my sister down to my local velodrome in Carmarthen, the outdoor velodrome.
Yeah.
And yeah, I joined my local club there called Towie Riders.
I know.
And they kind of took me on. I was really enjoying riding my bike just for fun, and then it kind of got, and my parents started to realize, oh, maybe Emma and my sister are quite good at this. I started to win a few little races, local races in Pembrey, and then when I was 10 years old, I went down to the velodrome in Newport, the Geraint Thomas velodrome, and that's where I started off my track journey. And then, yeah, kind of progressed quickly on the track, and then moved up to Manchester about 2 years ago when I got into the GB program because, yeah, my track, I kind of won quite a few events on the track, started getting more specific in sprint, and then, yeah, they decided to take me on, and it's kind of just my career kind of just went off recently, like last year and this year. So, yeah, it's been quite a quick journey, but I've loved it.
And was there a K-Run facility at the velodrome in Carmarthen, or was it just a straightforward sort of like, it could be a K-Run facility there, could it?
It could be a what, sorry?
K-Run facility in Carmarthen. I know the velodrome's there, but do they do K-Run on it?
A K-Run? Oh, yeah. I've done a few K-Runs on Carmarthen velodrome. They have a dirt bike there. Yeah, we used to do Omniums. So yeah. I don't know if you know. So Carmarthen would host an Omnium, and then it'd be Maindy would host an Omnium. But yeah, I've done a few K-Runs on Carmarthen. Okay. It's a really nice track, actually. And they recently resurfaced it, I think, about a year ago now.
Yeah.
So
the Tour of Britain, I think, launched there as well, didn't it?
Yeah, so it's had a few, like, loads of clubs have used it. It's a really nice facility. The park's really nice. And it was literally, I used to live directly next to it, so it was literally ideal for me. Right. And I used to go there most days.
Cycling has become really popular in Wales. I mean, Carmarthenshire is known now as the capital of cycling in Wales. I used to follow cycling a lot. So certainly the Tour de France, Tour of Britain, Milk Race, all that. Do you think there are enough opportunities now for women in the sport, particularly in Wales, to get into the sport?
I definitely think there is more opportunities than before. I definitely think a lot more women are coming into the sport because they either know more about it. There are more clubs who facilitate both women and men. I definitely think it is more open, especially with the Tour de France femmes coming in last year. I think that's really exciting for women's sport. I definitely think there can still be more opportunities and more events put on to get women into sport. But I guess it's kind of a more of you trial it, and if you like it, you continue. But yeah, I definitely have seen more of an opening to women's sport definitely recently. Mm. And I think it's really exciting, especially for me. I didn't know what sprinting was when I joined cycling, and it kind of, as I grew up in the sport, I kind of learned about track sprinting and about the opportunities there, which was exciting. Whereas now it's definitely track sprinting is more open to younger ages, and it starts off when they're younger. So yeah, I've definitely seen a massive improvement, and I think it's really exciting.
So who or what has been your driving inspiration?
When I was younger, I used to be inspired by Nicole Cook. She was a road rider, and then as I got into the sprint, it was more Becky James. I was really inspired by her, especially because her being Welsh, and her older sister Rachel James, who coached me in the Commonwealth Games for Wales, which was really exciting. She looked after me, she took me under her wing, she gave me loads of tips, and yeah, it was definitely really inspiring to have Becky James' sister be my coach. So yeah, they're definitely two role models that I've followed throughout the years, and then I like them.
The margins for winning can be very tight, and there are plenty of spills along the way too. Do you worry about injury when you're competing?
I do. Yeah, especially so when I first came onto the program, I had a few little niggles because obviously when you go from an endurance background to sprint, you do a lot more gym work, you do a lot more power-based work, a lot more efforts that involve strength and things. And I definitely struggled a bit at the start with that because I had a few injuries. And you see a lot of people in the news and people in the sporting world who do sprint have a lot of injuries because of the gym. But I've kind of put it behind me now, and it is what it is. And if I do get an injury, I've got the right team around me to support me, and I'm really confident in them. So yeah, I guess that is with any sport. You can get injured, you can crash, a lot of things can happen because that's what you put your body through every day. But yeah, I have had a few, but for now, touch wood, I'm okay. So yeah.
We know that sports stars can have a short shelf life because of the immense effort, the toll on their bodies, the injuries. What do you have as a backup when you hang up the bike?
My coach is actually really big into this because obviously she doesn't want, like, cycling is my job at the moment, but she wants us to have, as you say, like a backup. So I went to college in Llanelli. I did my sports, BTEC sports science course with the college there, and they really helped me. So when I moved to Manchester, they facilitated that for me, which was really nice. So I have that. I am exploring a few different things. So I'm starting to write a CV for maybe a few jobs. And then, I haven't quite decided yet what I'd fully like to go down the avenue of. Some of the girls do an open uni course, some of the girls do a maths degree. Like, there are a lot of people doing things that I'm still exploring before I start doing something I really want to do, because cycling is my focus right now. But yeah, there's definitely a few avenues, whereas it might be coaching. But yeah, my coach is really big on it, which I think is really good because, as you said, the sporting life is not forever. So yeah, I'm still exploring, but yeah.
The Tour de France, the women's Tour de France especially, is starting to get more coverage now. I mean, I remember certainly watching Jenny Longo and people like that really rarely getting any coverage at all. Is it something that you would consider making the sort of leap to road racing and entering?
So I used to be a road rider and endurance rider before sprint. I really enjoyed it. And then I guess the coaches saw something in me that I could go down the sprint route, but I do enjoy riding my bike, and I'd never say never to road racing. Like, I'd say I regret it if I didn't try it maybe again one day, but for now I am doing sprint, and that's something I really enjoy. But I love watching the Tour de France, the men's and the women's. I think it's so exciting. And I definitely, I'll keep an eye out for it, but we'll see.
And we know with any sports person, really, you know, the family is exceptionally important. The support of family, you know, so many people, you go back to childhood and all that, the first bike, you know, the attending coaching events, family invest a huge amount of time into sports stars. They must be very proud of you. Do they follow you quite a lot, waving the Welsh flag at the stadiums and so on?
Yeah, bless them. They've been a massive support to me. I couldn't have done it without them, to be honest. They took me to Newport when I was younger every week, which is an hour and a half drive from Carmarthen. They're so invested in it. And yeah, they definitely follow me around. It was a bit sad in COVID because obviously I wasn't doing much racing and the traveling things, so they couldn't come watch me. But definitely last year they came to the Commonwealth Games, supporting the Wales flag. They all came, my whole family, which was super nice to see because obviously it was home in the United Kingdom. And when I crossed the line, I could see them in the crowd. They've been massive for me. And obviously, because I live in Manchester, it is quite a long way to go home. But when I get the chance to, I definitely go home. And they'll be coming up to Glasgow in about 2 or 3 weeks' time for the World Championships. So that'll be exciting to see them. But yeah, they're a huge support, all of them. And I love them very much. So yeah.
Out of everything now, you've got the World Championships, you've got the Olympics, you know, all sorts of things coming up. What is your ultimate goal in the sport?
I'd love to go to the Olympic Games, but not to only participate, but to win medals. That's a dream of mine since I was about 10 years old. yeah, we've currently got, we're focusing for the World Championships in about 3 weeks' time in Glasgow. So that's exciting. And then, yeah, full steam for Paris next year. That's my focus, my short-term focus at the moment. There's a big group of us girls in Wales, in Great Britain, which is really exciting. There's quite a few sprinters. So it is going to be tough. But yeah, as long as I just do my best and... yeah, we'll see what happens, but that's my goal at the moment. And yeah, and then hopefully LA further along that, because I've still got quite a lot of time in the sport. But yeah, Paris is a goal of mine.
And if you could offer any advice to young people, young girls especially, looking to become the next Emma Finucane, what would that be?
I'd say just get stuck in, like go down to your local velodrome. They'll supply you with bikes. There'll be loads of other kids just like you, and just have a go. And if you don't like it, then that's okay. You could try another sport. But I definitely, yeah, I just went down, got stuck in, and I loved it. And also just believe in yourself. Like if you want to do something, you can do it. I definitely learned that about myself. Like if I put my mind to it, I can do it. So yeah, and enjoy it. Have fun.
And we know, obviously, you know, we're going through uncertain times. You mentioned COVID there. We have the cost of living crisis and so on. It's harder and harder for families, especially to pursue that and to help their children get into sport. Is there anything that you know of, or are you involved in, or would you like to get involved in sort of putting something together where those people who maybe are coming from a really hard background, you know, to get that step up, to give them a help? Because I'm guessing there are a lot of people just, you know, we miss a lot of people that don't get into these sports because they just simply cannot afford to be there.
Yeah, I'm not currently involved in anything, but I'd more than happily be involved in anything to donate money to people. I have a lot of kits that I'm willing to donate if that's an opportunity, like an option that I could give, because I know kit can be very expensive to buy, especially for young kids and families. So yeah, I think we are missing out on quite a lot of the world due to money side, because I know, especially with like sports like BMX, they come, my friend Beth, she's Olympic champion, and she, some of them have struggled to come into the sport just because of like money and trying to maintain like racing and things. So yeah, I definitely be up for like trying to donate things and maybe start a page or something to help young kids get into the sport, because I think it's definitely such a good way to try things and experience the opportunities, for sure.
Looking back at the sort of 10-year-old Emma Finucane, we're looking at the Olympic dreams and so on. I mean, do you have to pinch yourself now that you are going and there is a possibility you could be there on the podium, you know, for any of those medals, really?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a nice place to bring myself back to when I'm nervous and when things are... when I'm put under pressure, to be like a 10-year-old Emma would be literally in awe of where I am now and literally pinch myself. So it's nice to be like, it's okay. Like you've got this, you've worked really hard to get here. And yeah, it's a nice place to like always look back on and be like, this is not how I imagined my life in a dream. But yeah, I just can't believe it. And I feel like I just love my job. And it's so nice that I'm riding my bike is my job at the moment. So yeah, it's definitely a pinch me moment, but yeah, I'd love it.
And at no point in that time, in that journey, your parents have sort of cautiously said, you know, Emma, I think you should be doing a real job. You know, you should be.
bless them. They just love that I love it. Obviously the crashes and the injuries, they definitely be very worried about me, but they know that it's what I want to do. And yeah, they know that I give 100% for this. So yeah, no, they fully support me, which is amazing to have that support around me.
Well, that's great. Many thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you.
I mean, it's been a lovely journey with you, really, from that 10-year-old, as you say, and to going to the Olympics. It's just extraordinary. I think it's beyond most people's sort of wildest dreams, really. Only a few people get there. So, and, you know, good luck. Llonga fachiadau mawr, and let's hope you get gold and bring it back to Carmarthen. The whole town, really, and the whole county.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. It's really nice to meet you.